Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. It is the Fan After Dark on a... Maybe it's a turtleneck Tuesday. Maybe it's a tank top Tuesday. Maybe it's a t-shirt Tuesday. We just don't know. We will effort to find out. We will have a name for you by next Tuesday. But nonetheless, we're here on a Tuesday. Fan After Dark. I'm Fred Davis. Blake Elliott's in the house. We got Khaki Kev behind the glass on the 1s, 2s, and 3s. Let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. And welcome to the program. He's author of... the hottest thing in the NBA right now outside of Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier, Tanking to the Top and a Hollywood Ending, The Dreams and Drama of the LeBron Lakers. The book came out last week on October 21st, Mr. Yaron Weitzman. And Yaron, number one, appreciate you jumping on the show with us. Appreciate the quick response when I reached out to you this morning. And, you know, look, you've had a couple different viral clips going out about this book already. We had the, you know, Russell Westbrook and LeBron James spat that was reported on a week ago that came out of your book. Then we find out a day or two ago that the Lakers and their brass actually tried to stop you from publishing this book. Take us back a little bit. A, you know, exactly, you know, your kind of, a, you know, your credentials and how this book came to be, first and foremost.
Sure. Thanks for having me. By the way, I think you'll learn. I mean, if you have an author, you know, selling a book, the DMs will always be open, so you can go take
100%. Okay,
that is always good. So we want to, how I kind of started this. So I live in New York. I started this 3 years ago. I'm an NBA writer. I wrote a book on the Sixers a few years ago in the process, and decided I wanted to write a book on the LeBron Lakers. I felt like there was a deeper story there. Kind of the way I like writing about power in the NBA, and sort of the way I say it is how things happening behind the scenes that we don't see, how they impact what we do see on the court. And it just seemed like to me almost a merger, right, of like these two iconic institutions, the Lakers and LeBron, just seemed pretty obvious that there was more there. Like LeBron, you can't say he won a title in LA, so you can't say it wasn't a success, but the phrase I've been using is like, his time in LA has been a success, but, right? I think, but people expected more. And if you would have thought more than one, forget even championship, more than one finals appearance. So I started the book about 3 years ago, reached out to the Lakers, everything's fine. Jeannie Buss, they're not going to participate, but we meet a couple times off the record. And I only share that because she has since referenced that in interviews. She has said that as much, that she's talked to me. So I guess it's fair game then. And then basically what happens is when the fact check later on, you know, I'll give the TLDR version, but like when the fact checking process starts and later on they send a strongly written letter written by a famous defamation lawyer who they hired to basically threaten me, basically saying, you know, we will, you know, along the lines of make no mistake, many people don't have the means or ability to sue. We do and will. And the thing, like, you know, some of the viral clips on this stuff highlight what they have said and not what I've said. Like their claims that there's any semblance of defamation or that there's anything not clean in here are just false, right? Everything is like everything is, some of the things are arguing like they were denying quotes that were on the record in Los Angeles Times in 2017, like things ridiculous like that. So there's no merit to it, but yeah, it was an interesting journey.
Obviously, a lot of people saw the quotes coming out from your book, and big NBA accounts on social media caught those and put out those headlines and buzz and got a bunch of clicks. And I think a lot of people ask themselves, well, is this guy getting this information firsthand? Are you hearing this? Are people telling you? Is this like where you don't have to give away your sources, but I'm just how did all this information come about where you were able to put out this book if this information was out there?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. So the way I do this, like I spoke to nearly 300 people on this, right? And when you do that, and you know, what happens is you develop sources, and sometimes, like, especially if you're doing some of it in real time. So like after the Luka trade, for example, you'll hear things from people, right? You know, kind of like that's a night where people who you've been talking to about subject, like that's one of those where people just call each other and say, oh my God, Dennis, and you kind of just share stories. And then like, you know, I ego verify. So just because one person tells me something, like let's say that Will Smith story, one person tells me the story about, oh, you got to hear this time that LeBron and Russell Westbrook, you know, LeBron asked a million questions in this Will Smith meeting after walking out. Like one person tells me, and then I'll go ask seven others, right, and make sure I have all the information right and kind of build it out. But the short answer is just like spending 3 years and talking to nearly 300 people. And I also find in general, like this isn't where the scoops, the quote unquote scoops come from, but if you hone in on a subject and like listen to every podcast and all the documentaries and read all the papers, like some of and articles and interviews, like some of these themes then start, you know, appearing, you sort of pick up on things that maybe normally, you know, anyone who's not crazy and not, you know, listening to 14 different Jared Dudley podcasts, right? Like in one day wouldn't recognize.
And excuse my naiveness for this question,
yeah, sure.
But did people know you were writing this book from the beginning, or was this something that you got all this information, then you wrote the book once you had it?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
No, most people, I mean, listen, I've been covering the NBA for a while, so some of this is, but I think most, honestly, if I'm thinking out loud, like, I don't think I was banking much here, right? I think it was mostly, like, talking to people about the people or the subjects or the Lakers, right, over the years, over the 3 years, and just accumulating and accumulating.
And so, as you're doing, you know, 3 years, I mean, look, I was a newspaper reporter for a decade, so you spend, as a newspaper reporter, I mean, if you get a month to cover something in a regular beat, you're lucky, right? And this was 10, 15 years ago. So, you know, you spent 3 years, I know just from a writing standpoint, like, you know, okay, you said you write about power, and look, I mean, the idea of LeBron and the Lakers, and look, I think it's a fascinating idea. I guess, number one, I'm surprised that, you know, had other people tried to write books about LeBron and the Lakers before? And what did you discover and kind of where did your reporting take you to where, okay, you've got this kind of idea of how this thing's going to look or kind of what the thought process is. And then here you are. Was there a pivotal moment like 6, 12, 18 months into where you said, holy, you know what, man, this thing's a little bit bigger, or this is the direction I'm going with this?
Good question. In terms of other people, honestly, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I think not. I mean, the books, it's not always a great idea. Like, the books about real-time events aren't always easy, right? It's just like this. And again, I had to go back in. Like, the book was done before I ended originally on the on LeBron with Bronny, like on his first game together. And then the Luka trade, I went back in and we added a chapter there just because it felt like it was too much. And then they had the Lakers sell a team, and I, you know, I had to fight to let me get one more paragraph in there at least, right? Something right. like that. So, like, it's just like in real time, it's tough. I don't think people do that as much. So, I mean, maybe someone else is doing, but not that I know of. The other question was in terms of like the process. Yeah, I mean, I kind of had my idea early on, but you start making calls and unpacking, and it's like a few things I hit on was that some of the clutch Lakers stuff to me seemed a little overblown. I thought that was interesting, the idea that LeBron and Clutch run the Lakers. Like, they're obviously examples of any superstar leveraging his power. Like, I have the Bucks game on in the background now, and I think I see 12 Antetokounmpos on the bench there, right? So, like, that's going to happen at any team. Like, that's no different. But like, I mean, the example I always give, and this isn't a scoop, but just LeBron, year two, LeBron wanted the Lakers to hire Ty Lue, and they basically said no, right? Like, that's as good an example as you can give in terms of some of this stuff being overblown. So, obviously, like, you know, they draft Bronny because of LeBron, but it wasn't like Clutch and Rich Paul were running things the entire time. So that, and then just the nature of, I guess, the lack of necessarily trust between LeBron and Clutch, LeBron and the Lakers, especially after the Westbrook trade, and that whole thing went to bleep, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
So that, and just the way Jeannie Buss, and this came through in the letter to me and in general, but Jeannie Buss and the Lakers, her specifically in the organization under sensitivity to criticism, and the way she has, I think as a result of like her brother is trying to take the team from her and her, you know, it's armchair psychology, but her then feeling like she has to surround herself by people she trusts, and Rob Pelinka and Kurt Rambis and Linda Rambis, who's another Lakers executive, and just the nature of which Jeannie has sort of insulated herself a little bit from, you know, divergent opinions and how sensitive that has made her, I found interesting.
Did you take anything away from the LeBron and AD relationship?
It was actually really interesting. So, you know, it was LeBron had to sort of the trade happens, and like one of my favorite little notes is, so the trade happens and the first offseason they're there, and AD coming in every day at 9:30 is coming to work out, and LeBron's done with his workout by then, and after like a week or two, AD goes, you know, I thought you said if I come here, we could work out together. And LeBron goes, yeah, but you have to get here much earlier. Like, so there was a lot of that stuff at the beginning, sort of LeBron sort of, you know, nurturing and sort of teaching AD how to be a, you know, one of those guys. I've kind of landed, like, AD's not an alpha, which is okay, right? Like, that's kind of what I've landed on. And something that's comes off as a criticism. It's really not. He's sort of an ultimate number two. Like, they tried positioning him as sort of the guy, and LeBron would always talk about wanting to get him more points and have the offense run through him, and they did, but just it's just not him. I mean, the Lakers comp, I almost compare him to Pau Gasol a little bit in terms of their roles there.
Yeah.
Next to the stars, where like these awesome Hall of Fame level number two guys, right? But just the guy, not maybe the guy who can build things around. But in terms of LeBron AD's relationship, no, they were really close. I mean, that's kind of, it's, you know, duh, but that's really what it was. But just LeBron sort of bringing AD along, especially that first season, on their way to winning a title in the bubble there.
Was there anything, and we're talking with Mr. Yaron Weitzman, and his book is The Tanking to the Top and a Hollywood Ending, The Dreams and Drama of the LeBron Lakers. And, of course, like you said, we've had some viral moments from this, obviously the Russell Westbrook stuff coming out last week. In any of your reporting leading up to it, and like you said, you were planning on ending the book when LeBron and Bronny were going to play their first game of last season. And, of course, as you alluded to, last year was a huge year for both the Lakers, the Mavericks, well, I guess, and the NBA. Had you heard anything about the Lakers thinking about moving AD, wanting to make a big move? Was there anything that you heard off the record, speculatory, anything like that, leading up to the Luka trade, or were you as surprised as the rest of us when that trade went down on February 1st?
No, that's very specifically. I was surprised. Everyone was surprised, right? I mean, like, it's one of the viral things, like the group chat, right, where LeBron is surprised. I guess I can go to the story, but the way as that trade goes down on a Saturday night, that night, Bronny, and this is in the book, Bronny shares a the Shams tweet that we all remember now and puts in the Lakers players only group chat and, you know, asks, is this real? And AD goes, did these blanks just trade me? And he might have been on the phone already to Rob Pelinka, but like we're within a 5-minute window here. And LeBron goes, WTF, and, you know, makes an emoji, and AD says, good luck, fellas, and leaves, right? So, like, this is, like, everyone was stunned. And the example even I give more, like, I was at, I live in New York, that night the Lakers played at the Garden, and after the game, this is about 2 hours before the trade, right? Like, in the hallway, you see Rich Paul and LeBron's wife, and everyone's yucking up and smiling and talking about their dinner plans. Like, it was very obviously not a group of people who thought some this major NBA transaction was about to go down, right? So no, I was surprised by that. I think everyone except like the most inner circle. In terms of AD, no, I never got any inkling. I know there was some stuff that came out that like LeBron was this. I mean, I'm sure the Lakers, I always joke that like I can make up sources say T-Max has discussed internally trading player Y, and like that would be factual, right? Because that's every team's job. And either they all have a whiteboard where they literally do this, but I don't, as far as I know, there was nothing real that ever came before.
Have you ever had any players since this book's been out kind of push back? I know LeBron and his camp obviously has some pushback, but you talk about other players in there, Russ being one. Have they come across and be like, hey, I don't like how it was framed or said in this story? And kind of how do you deal with that if you want to do the future of kind of books like this, more of those to come?
For better and worse, I think that they're not, I don't think like, it's not me making fun of players. It's that generate, like, they're not reading books, right? They're not going to see it. Like, I'm sure there's some pushback. Anything they're seeing, they're going to see is going to be off of like a TikTok or an Instagram reel of something. It's not like I'm making a joke, but I'm not, right? Mm-hmm. Off of like one of these viral stories. So far I've gotten no pushback, which is a good feeling. Cause you know, you button things up, but you're always a little worried when some of the stuff comes out. LeBron, I think that LeBron wouldn't, like, even if he thought there was, unless he thought there was something egregious, I don't know. Like, they don't participate in anything. They didn't do any fact-checking. Their whole thing is, like, we're not going to participate anyway. So if you get asked the question, what was LeBron's view on this? You say, I don't know. He had nothing to do with it. He wanted no part, right? Like, that's kind of how they do it. The short answer is so far no pushback, which I guess is, like, good, but it's also a little sad, like the days of, I'm younger, but the days of players reading these stories and things might be in the past.
Get you out of here with this, and you took the way, because I was just thinking the same thing. I was like, man, my hat's off to you. I mean, in 2025, I mean, look, I'm an Audible guy, and I do read the occasional book, but, you know, my hat's off to you for putting something like this together. What has been, two-part, one, how did you feel when it was all said and done, certainly compared to your last book that you wrote? And then B, what has been the reception from the literary and just the, you know, the writer side of things?
Great reviews. Every review is great. Everyone loves it. No, so far, hey, go buy it. You read it for yourself. No, so far, the reviews have been good. It's been good. And, you know, friends and whatever people, you know, not just like friends are going to tell me it's good. Though I do laugh. Because I check these things because I'm vain and obviously sure. I check. So I check the comments and everything. And there was a Goodreads review, which I believe I put on my Twitter account, but it started with, and somebody I don't know, but it was, yeah, Ron Weitzman is a bleep hole, but he has written a great NBA book, which I guess is honestly, and I don't know who it is, but honestly, it's a great review because like most of the blurbs are not, everyone knows blurbs are just writers asking their friends, like other writers, to say something nice. You know, it's all nonsense. But this was perfect, so that was a good review. No, and he's asking me, like, yeah, I don't know if I'm removed from it. I feel good about it. It was a tough thing, and it's pretty, you know, how do I phrase this? I think I cracked in like the zeitgeist a little bit. I broke through, and got brought some people behind the curtain and succeeded. And, I mean, the weird part about writing a book is you set out to, like, if you're writing a book, you say the point is you want to do an in-depth, nuanced look at a specific subject, sure. And then you do that for 2-3 years, and then the way you sell that is by stripping all nuance and trying to sell it via, you know, viral headlines, and you have to lean into that, right? And it's kind of weird, just like a weird process. So that part's a little strange, but you know what? I'm 37. I got 3 kids. I'm leading into it. So what's the difference?
God bless you, man. I love it. I'll tell you what, I'm excited to read it. And, so real quick, last thing, what's your next, what are you working on next? What's kind of the next topic?
Oh, I'm going to tell you what I'm working on next. I'm working on going through my scotch cabinet and going to take a little break, and then we'll see what happens in a month. I don't know. So that's what I genuinely don't know yet. I'm waiting here. We'll see what happens.
No worries. Well, I'll tell you what, my man. I appreciate you, Yaron. Thank you for getting back to me. God bless you for having three kids as well. I'll tell you what. Hey, Halloween's around the corner. I'm guessing you'll be doing some trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treating. I do most of the candy eating. You know, that's how it works. That's my job. I go to the chocolates.
Somebody's got to do it. I appreciate you, my man. Thank you, and continued success with the book.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot, really.
Absolutely. There you have it. The one, the only, Mr. Yaron Weitzman, author of Tanking to the Top and A Hollywood Ending, The Dreams and Drama of the LeBron Lakers. All right. When we come back, let's talk a little NFL stack as far as what's going on, latest and greatest in the NFL. And do I owe Rashee Rice an apology from last night? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Fans of Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.